Hey, welcome to a new episode of Tu Huella, a podcast where we explore sustainability from diverse angles, hand in hand with experts who share their backstories, their experiences, and their takeaways in how each and every one of us can take part in protecting the planet and helping the environment heal. I'm Carolina Escobar, a journalist dedicated to both sustainability and inspiring people to join this great endeavor, because I'm convinced that if we put in the work, we'll find a way to restore the damage dealt to and live in harmony with nature.
So today we're with Rob Arnold, an environmentalist artist in England, in the south part of the UK, in Cornwall. And he's been working on cleaning beaches for a while now. Rob, when did you start with this? And especially, why? What was your motivation? Thank you so much for this contact.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Well, I started this 7 years ago when my motivation was seeing a video online by Chris Jordan. It was a film of the albatross on Midway Island in the Pacific, where they're ingesting the parent birds are feeding the young plastic that they've picked up in the ocean, thinking it was food, and these poor young birds, they just get blown up with plastic and most of them die. So after seeing that, I thought I really must do something about this. I must show people what I've seen.
When you started, were you surprised by the amount of trash that you saw that got on the beaches?
I was surprised, and I was surprised that I hadn't really noticed it before. I don't know if it's happened all of a sudden these last few years, but I used to, with my son is now 30, and we used to go to the beach and we'd pick up odd little bits of treasure, we call them, little interesting things. I don't remember it being like that then. And it's just only really this last 10, 20 years maybe. It got so bad. But I didn't really, until I saw the film, it didn't really register with me. I didn't see the problem with plastic. If there was some on the beach, then it was maybe unsightly, but I wasn't aware it was harming the wildlife.
Rob, and when you started off with this, what did you have a special technique? Have you developed a special way of doing it? And is it doable, replicable in other beaches or other strands of the world, let's say here in Chile?
Yes, I'm sure it is. I've got various techniques. I first of all started just the beach cleaning. And then with the art that I do, I specifically wanted to collect the small pieces of plastic to make this art piece that you'll see later. And so I needed to make a machine really for extracting these small pieces out of the sand. So I made an apparatus that floats the plastic off and the sand sinks into the water. And I was able to collect millions of pieces that way. And I've used that machine again. And then I started taking the plastic at the next step further. I'd take it home and then dry it at home. Having separated it into size categories, then I find it really easy to sort. I can find all the interesting pieces, and I'll separate them into categories, and then I can show how much of that particular item I've removed from this one beach clean, which is quite significant and shocking.
Can you show us a bit of your treasures? We can see some of them in the back.
Yeah, well, yeah. We call them treasures, but I call them treasures because sometimes it's something really interesting. But most times it's things that I know I can do with something with. I can raise awareness. So I don't know if you can see these. So these, bear in mind, this was all one beach clean. These are tire dust caps, you know, off the tire, the car tire. So that's one of the things I thought that was quite significant. That's significant in a way that it shows that what falls off cars on the road can end up in the ocean.
Yeah.
So they go down with the road runoff water, they go down the drains into the streams and into the ocean. So that's significant. So I will make a Facebook post about that. These are from the shotgun pellets, the shotgun wads. So yeah. Basically they hold that, they're like a little plastic basket. So there's the gunpowder in the bottom, yeah. And the basket holds the pellets. So when the gun is fired, the pellets come out, but this pushes the pellets out. So that goes into the environment. And a lot of these end up in the ocean. And really...
Have you been able to identify any of these items from a specific country or location or...
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that, because we know a lot of these drift across the Atlantic from the East States of America, from Newfoundland, that way. And they go out to sea and they shoot guillemots. They call them mers. So they shoot at sea. So we get, because of the currents, the Atlantic currents, we get a lot of the litter from the Atlantic end up on our shores. So I won't say all of those, because some of them can go down rivers from farms where they shoot birds on farms. But you know, I say that these things, they've already possibly killed one animal, but in the ocean they'll go on and kill again. Really, you can't imagine a better device for choking an animal than this. It's like,
absolutely,
it's got barbs that will go down its food pipe, and they won't be able to regurgitate
it. And all that is the sad part of this, but actually you've managed to transform those pieces into art. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think the first piece I made, you may be able to bring a picture up, was the prawn. And I heard somewhere that when they went into the marine scientists went to the great gyre that's in the middle of the North Pacific, they took water samples. And they looked at these samples, and there were no red and orange pieces in the plastics. Lots of microplastics, but very few red and orange. And the scientists said that's most probably because the fish and the birds have already eaten them. And that struck me. So I need to make people aware of this. So I did a beach clean, and all I picked up, there was too much for me to pick up myself. So I thought, right, I'll concentrate on the red and the orange pieces. And I picked up a whole sackful, and I made this prawn out of it. A big prawn, but just for the image, and to show, you know, how we think of it as food, and so does an animal. So that was my first piece of artwork, and that was very successful. It went into a shop window, and it was almost a traffic stopper. And then I could see the power of art in getting people to wake up to this problem.
Rob, do you think that through your artwork, through your interviews in this case, have you been able to get the message, or have you seen some type of reaction, at least in your community, of people getting more aware of their own responsibility of the environment, and in this case of cleaning beaches or being responsible about what their footprint in the beaches, for example?
Yes, I certainly have. I think it's been a wake-up call for a lot of people, and particularly knowing how long this plastic stays in the environment. I've been able to find some items that I can date at 60 years old, and I can put those on social media, and just people are just gobsmacked. They're horrified, and so that in a way makes them think, well, you know, I might be throwing this cup into the hedge. Without realizing, you know, that's still going to be there. If no one picks it up, still going to be there in 60 years' time. And all that time, an animal could come across it and eat it or get tangled in it, whatever it is.
And before we finish this conversation, Rob, why an Easter Island head, a Moai for us?
Well, the reason behind the Easter Island head was, I'm sure you're aware of the story of the Easter Island people, the Rapa Nui. It's popular belief that they caused the destruction of their island home. They cut down the trees. Once the trees are gone, they lost the topsoil, so they couldn't grow crops. They had no wood then to build fishing boats to go out and fish, and the population collapsed. So I see it as a metaphor really for what we're doing on planet Earth, with island Earth, if you like. There's nowhere else for us to go. And if we destroy everything the world is providing for us, then we will go the same way. So that was the reason behind the Easter Island head.
Rob, congratulations again for your work. A pleasure talking to you. Nice meeting you, at least this way. And hope that everybody that is watching you gets some wake-up call, some conscious about what they start need doing, if they're not doing it like you have for a couple of years.
Thank you. So once people know, it's all about informing people. And once people know, just like I did 7 years ago, once people know, they will. Hopefully modify their attitude towards plastic and stop it getting there on the beaches in the first place. And then I'll be out of a job, which would be great.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.